بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله جل وعلا نحمده كما نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فذلك المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, again assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our subject this evening is another wonderful, important, interesting subject, which is al-khushu'. Kalimat al-khushu' is a very interesting kalima, it's a very important kalima, khushu'. Kalimat al-khushu' معناها شعور السكينة. أول معنى كلمة خشوع الشعور بالسكينة والهدوء والطمأنينة في القلب. So then the brief or the surface meaning of the كلمة, when you ask people كلمة الخشوع, they said كلمة الخشوع بمعنى humbleness. To be humble. But kalima to khushu', if we want to take the meaning of the kalima, the closest meaning is the mental and spiritual peace and satisfaction. Mental, spiritual peace and satisfaction. That kalima to khushu'. It's not just to humble yourself. من الناس من يتخشع. Some people, they are trying to act خشوع. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, if I find any young man try to act خشوع, I'm going to straight you up. Because sometime in Medina, because they get into a tadayyun, they didn't just want to humble their limbs, walk limping. Umar said, no, walk straight. Al-khushu' is not in your limbs. It's not your body. No. It's in your heart. Then al-khushu' is the mental and spiritual peace and satisfaction. Al-khushu' is that sakina and that hudu which we have in our hearts. And al-khushu' is masdarul iman wa taqwa. Khushu' that mental and spiritual peace and tranquility, that is the root of fear and humility. That is the root of taqwa. That is the root of internal tranquility. If we want to build our internal systematization, if our internal system is not in order, we have to go back to khushu'. Then khushu' is the way, if we want to build our internal self, we have to take the way of al-khushu'. Al-khushu' is masdarul falah. It's the source of prosperity. Success internally is coming from al-khushu', kalimatu khushu'. Spiritually, mentally. To be mentally balanced is from al-khushu'. Khushu' is a medicine. Sometimes people have stress. The world is so heavy on you. Go back to madrasatul khushu'. Take some tablets of khushu'. Right. 2 in the morning, not 2, inshallah, in zuhr salat, not 2 in asr. You have maybe 1 in maghrib. Yes, get 4 in Salatul Isha, 10 of them for Tahajjud. Always you take the tablets of khushu' to bring your mental balance. So al-khushu' is very important in our life. That's why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, as Brother Tariq just read, Qad and Qad, Kalimatu Qad. If Qad is followed by Fi'lu Madin, then Qad come to be Harfu Tahqiq. Qad. And here in this ayah, Qad followed by Fi'lu Madin, past tense, is to confirm and to emphasize that this is necessary. Qad aflaha. Qad aflaha. Prosperity and success is the property of those who submit their will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and put the teachings of Al-Quran through the directives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam into practice. That is Al-Mu'min. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Indeed, without doubt, prosperity and success is for those who submit their will to the will of Allah by accepting the teachings of Al-Quran through the directives of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, called al-mu'minun. Not qad aflaha al-muslimun, but qad aflaha al-mu'minun. Qad aflaha alladhina taqadu bi anna Allah huwa rabbul alamin wa anna shari'atahu hiya al-masdar al-amni wal-wifaq wa tawfiq. Those are the mu'minun. When they believe in Allah, by confirming in their heart that He is the Lord, the only one who deserves to be worshipped, and then they feel that the system being established by Him is the only system can serve man for prosperity. So those people, those are the gainers, those are the ones who gain al-khushu'a, because that humiliation, that subjugation, that acceptance, that submission, that obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them that kind of shu'ur bitumanina wal hudu fil qalb. That is al-khushu'. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. But the question of how these people achieve al-khushu'. How to achieve al-khushu'? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. They get al-khushu'a through the link, the highest link which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala established between Him and His servants. That is as-salat. As-salatu fi ad-din kara'sa 'ala al-badan. If you want to get khushu', we have to go back to salat to get the training of getting khushu', because salat is that type of link which is so important as a head in the body. As-salatu 'imaduddin faman aqamaha faqad aqama ad-din wa man hadamaha faqad hadama ad-din. Salat is the fundamental base of this deen. Those who establish the salat, they establish the deen. But those who neglect and shun away from salat, they destroy this deen. Then we get al-khushu' from as-salah. And al-khashi'un humul mu'minun alladhina sajadat qulubuhum bayna yaday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not those who prostrate their limbs before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these are the people, when they prostrate, they are heart prostrated. Sajadat qulubuhum. Sajadat qulubuhum. Bayna yaday Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wafadat a'yunuhum. Shawqan ila liqa'ihi wa ta'ziman li jalalih. Those are the people, when they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feel His presence deep in the bottom of their heart, and they have the pleasure to be there. to meet their Lord Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. They feel that their duty is to glorify Him and magnify His Majesty. That is the feeling they have. It's not just what they call to make fard. Oh, salat is fard. You have to make salat. What they call raka'at, sajadat, tahiyyat, taslimat. No. Al-qalb itself is prostrating. When the lisan is making al-qira'ah, al-qalb is making al-tilawa, qira'atun, bimutaba'ati tilawati al-qalb. واللسان يقرا والقلب يخشع اذا فخشوع خشوع القلب بمعنى تلاوه القلب والقلب يتلو القران ان كلمه التلاوه تلاوه تلاوه بمعنى التلو في اللغه العربيه التلو بمعنى متابعه شيء متابعه شيء هذا تلو هذا وهذا تلو هذا بمعنى هذا بعد هذا هذا متابعه هذا إذن فتلاوة القرآن ليس عبارة عن قراءته بل قراءة القرآن ومتابعة معانيه ومتابعة معانيه تصدر من القلب بواسطة الخشوع إذن that mental and spiritual feelings and love you have for Quran when the lisan is reading the qalb is following So that will motivate the feelings of the person, then that will followed by tears drop from the eye. وَفَاضَتْ أَعْيُنُهُمْ But those tears, they are coming from the heart, which is the evaporation of the heart. The love motivated the heart. And the heart has that sensitivity and that reflect to the feelings of the person, which is the shu'ur, and that relate to dumu', tears. Why? Because if you go back to kalimatul khushu' lughatan, khushu' is lower part of the earth. You have a mall and you have a valley. Valley, they call it al-khushu'a. If the ard come to be ardun khashi'a, when the rain fall, the rain is falling, but to the mountain. But when the rain fall to the mountain, where the rain gonna go? To the valley. Why? Because the mountain feel proud to say, this is me. The valley feel humble. It says, this is me. So then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala pour the rain, top of the mountain. The mountain thinks, oh, let me drink this. The rain said, no, I'm just passing by. I'm going to the valley. I'm going to the khashi'a. When al-ard is khashi'a, then the water is dropping to the valley. From there, you can have the plant, the fruits, the everything, where you can find the water, the manfa'a. Why? Because the land lower itself, then get the result. The same thing, when you come to similarity, is when the person is making salat. Do not feel proud. Humble yourself. When you humble yourself, when the heart humble itself, that will bring the tears to drop down. So then that humbleness to humiliate itself amam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is al-khushu'a. That's why when you have khushu'a, you gain prosperity. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ They come down. That literally kalimat al-khushu'a. خَاشِعَ بِمَعْنَى خَافِدَ منخفضة أرض منخفضة بمعنى أرض خاشعة الذين هؤلاء الذين لهم قلوب حررت من سجن الهوى قلوب حررت من سجن الهوى Those are the people, they have hearts being freed from the jails of temptation. Their hearts are free from the jails of temptation. قلوبهم حرة من سجن الهوى. They're free. Why? Because they turn their hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they're in salat. They are moving themselves from al-hawa wa shahawat, temptation. Wa radiyat qulubuhum an ta'isha fi 'ubudiyatillah. Those people, their hearts accepted to be servants of Allah, not just the physical being. The heart inside of yourself, that heart which is the source of feelings, the heart submit itself ila ubudiyatillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is khashi'. Al khashi' man radiya qalbuhu an ya'isha fi ubudiyatillah wahdah. Biwasata salat. We have to know the true salat. Lissalati nurun. Lissalati nurun. Yushriqu fi qulubil musallin. Salat has a remedy, light, coming through the hearts of those who are performing salat. But la yanaluhu. La yanaluhu illa al-khashi'un. No one can gain that remedy, that light, that reflection, except those who humble themselves while they are making salat. Then salat is very important, because salat is giving you that success, that prosperity in your life. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Help yourself by patience and tolerance and salah. Meaning, build your internal self through patience and salah. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, salah is very hard. It's not easy to get into salat in reality. It's very hard, except for those who humble themselves. Salat come to be very light to them. Then seek help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the salat. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those people, they don't have doubt that one day they will meet their Lord. That when they come to the salat, they don't have any doubt that the Lord they stand before, they will meet him one day. And then have in their mind three things. They don't know when, they don't know how, they don't know where. But they know for certain that they will meet that Lord, mulaqu rabbihim. So these people, they prepare themselves that this salat maybe is my last salat. That is salatul khashi', they call it salatul muwaddi'in. Salatul muwaddi'in is the person when he starts at Allahu Akbar, he fears that this salat can be my last salat. Maybe if I make my salatul asr before maghrib, Allah will come and take me. I don't know. Then let me prepare myself now to take this salat as salatu muwaddi'in. It's a bye-bye salat. Why? Because dunya, hayatu dunya, la'ibun wa lahun, is nothing but sports. And something you cannot achieve is blue. Life is blue. You see this color, it's a blue, nothingness. That is life. That is dunya. Dunya is ibara an shay dani, something you cannot finish. So there is no need to after this dunya. But al-khashi' is the one, when he enter his salat, he's thinking about akhirah. He's thinking about last moment of his life. So that make him so ready to have that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's thinking about that death will come to me, no matter what's gonna happen. But I don't know when death gonna come to me, how death gonna come to me, where death gonna reach me. But I know in my heart, through my khushu', that aynama takunu yudrikkumul maut walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada. Wherever you are, wherever you are in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, death will reach you, will find you out. Even you are in a very high, well-built houses, death will find you out. So those are the al-khashi'un. They feel that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala aqrabu ilayhim min hablil warid. They feel that Allah is near to them, that they are jugular veins. So these are the people, they have al-khushu' al-khushu' fi salah. Yadhunnuna annahum mulaqu rabbihim wa annahum ilayhi raji'un. No matter what happened, they have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this is why when you read the qualities of those who submit themselves, one of the qualities when you read inna al-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala praise those who humble themselves. Wal-khashi'ina wal-khashi'at. Yes, Allah mentioned that. Khashi'ina. Those are the one who has that internal peace and tranquility by feeling that no one deserves to be worshipped on earth except the creator and the sustainer of this universe. That is al-khashi'a. Al-khushu' Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim an Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma min imri'in muslimin tahduruhu as-salah maktubatan fayuhsinu wudu'aha wa khushu'aha yuhsinu وضوءها وخشوعها وركوعها إلا كانت كفارة لما قبلها من الذنوب. سبحان الله. Whoever, anyone, a Muslim who ready for his salat, when salat comes, the time of salat comes, he said, then he got up and he performed the wudu correctly. And he ready for his khushu' properly. And he make his ruku'. Ruku' here means raka'at. Ruku' ba'da ruku'. To perform the raka'at accordingly. Alayhi salatu wasalam said, illa kanat kafaratan lima qablaha min adh-dhunub. That will be a substitute as a kafara for whatever been done as a sin, that will be the kafara of those sins. Meaning if the person performs salat properly with khushu', Allah forgive his previous sins. وَذَلِكَ كَمَا رَوَى عَنْهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. One day, one of the sahaba, كَمَا رَوَى إِمَامِ التِّرْمِسِي, ask Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul a'mali afdal. What is the best action? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal as-salah. As-salah ala waqtiha. To perform salat on time is the best. Qultu summa ayy. And then what is the best? Qal birrul walidain. To be kind to your parents. قُلْتُ ثُمَّ أَيْ. What else is the best? قَالَ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Hadith muttafaqun alayh. You can see that as-salatu fi waqtiha is so important. As-salatu fi waqtiha afdalu min al-jihadi wa min al-birr bil-walidayn. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, bi riwayat Imam Tirmizi, He said, "Inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihi al-'abdu yawm al-qiyamah min 'amalihi as-salah." The first thing will be counted and checked in the day of judgment for the servant before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the salah. And alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Fa in saluhat faqad saluha." Fa in saluhat faqad aflaha wa anjaha. If salat is correct and good, this person reached the stage of prosperity and he passed. And anjaha, he passed the exam. Wa in fasadat, but let's say it's corrupted, the salat is not good. Faqad khaba wa khasir, he gonna get into the valleys of perish. And he's gonna get lost. He missed the direction and he lost. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "Bashiru al mashaina, bashiru, give glad tidings to al mashaina." Al mashaina, those who are the ones who are getting up to reach the Salatul Jama'ah on time. Al mashaina fi dhulam ila al masajid, those who are rushing in the dark to reach the jama'ah at the masjid. Dhulam ila al masajid, this indicates the importance of salatul jama'ah. But how to get that? If you have proper readiness in you, in your heart, that will move you up to go for fajr and go for salatul isha and for maghrib al masjid, to have that habit, because that will create or develop that noor which is in you can gain in as-salah. Briefly, I want to give you how to achieve al-khushu. This is the ulama, they said about how to achieve al-khushu. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At-tariqa allati tu'addi ila al-khushu fi salat. The method you can take to reach al-khushu in your salat. Awwal shay is al-ilm. العلم هو الطريقة الطريقة الأساسية الطريقة الأساسية للوصول إلى الخشوع. You see, sometimes people they are making salat, but they don't have knowledge of what they are saying. That's why they don't have خشوع, because you don't know what you are saying. Then how you gonna get any feeling in your heart? Sometimes you ask yourself a question. Wallahi, I don't know why people they making salat and cry, and I cannot cry. I am in the salat, people are making salat crying, but for me I cannot cry, my tears cannot come down. Something wrong with me. Sometimes you tell yourself that, meaning you don't have khushu, meaning when you are making salat you don't have ilmu ma anta taqra. إذن العلم بالقرآن مصدر من مصادر الخشوع. If you know the meaning of what you are reading, that will help you to get الخشوع في الصلاة. Then it's very important to begin with what I was saying, like اللسان, you have القراءة باللسان, أما التلاوة بالقلب. And التلاوة بالقلب is تدبر القلب بالآيات, بمعاني الآيات. Al-lisan is making qira'ah, but followed by the heart. The heart is concentrating on the ma'ani. That is the ilm. And if you don't have that follow-up, you never get khushu'. Like you are reading, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَالطُّورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. But you don't have any lesson from that. If you give salam out, he said, "Brother, what is the lesson we can derive from that surah? Ma fiqhu hadhihi surah?" He said, "Oh, the surah is just Quran, you know, you make salat. You read Quran, that is Quran. It's fard, it's sunnah here to read Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen." What you can get from alhamdulillah rabbil alameen? Yes, it's part of Fatiha. When you're reading, you have to read it very nice. But it's just nice. No, you have to make a tadabbur. You have to ponder upon the meaning of alhamdu, kalimat alhamdu. And alhamdu, you reflect that this hamd is milk lillah, is a property of Allah. Alhamdu lillahi, rabbil alameen. So then, awwal shay, al-tariqa allati tuaddi ila al-khushu' fi salati al-ilmu. Al-thani, al-fahm. Many people confuse between fahm and ilm. Al-ilm huwa idrak al-hukm al-shay. Idrak al-hukm al-shay. Bima'na al-ilm. Or idrak haqiqatu hukm al-shay. That is al-ilm. Amma al-fahm هو الإدراك الدقيق لما لديه من الشيء من المعاني مثلا المعاني المضمورة في الشيء هذا هو الفهم مثلا sometimes the people said علمت ذلك نعم but فهمته الفهم بمعنى الإدراك الحقيقي إدراك حقيقة الشيء so then when you are making salat you need to read Al-Quran. Even the ayats you are using for your salat, try to know haqiqatu hadhihi al-ayah. Sometimes knowing sababu nusul al-ayah will help you to ponder upon the ayah. Yes. Then, min wajibi al-musalli an ya'rifa o an yudrik al-ilm wal-fahm lima yatluhu fi salat. Limada? Li'annaka iza fahimta معاني التلاوة في الصلاة تستطيع ضبط الخشوع في الصلاة. If you know the meanings, you can concentrate. You can keep your خشوع in your salat because now you are concentrated. You keep on track. You be on track. Because sometimes you make salat. You say Allahu Akbar. You have خشوع. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Before إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, your mind travel all the way to Chicago, talking to your friend about like a baseball or something. But you are in salat and I'm sitting next, I'm hearing you saying, Khairil maghdubi alayhim. The lisan is reciting, but where's the mind? It's in the chemical bank or Chase Bank or Manhattan Bank, you know, calculating how many dollars you have. Oh, somebody have to bring my money tomorrow. I have to get my check Friday. Now you are making salat, but your mind is in your check. Oh man, where are you going to go to get my job, to get a job? Oh, tomorrow is the exam. And you are making salat. You are making salat, Allahu Akbar, you are thinking about John, who is a professor, kafir. He's not going to give me, you know, good marks in that subject, subhanAllah. No, don't think about this dunya. Al-bu'd, عن التفكر بالدنيا, that is al-khushur. Yes. At-tafakkur bil-akhirah will help you to get khushu' when you are making salat. As I said before, you have to have the feeling of salatu muwaddi'in. Tahdiru jalalillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala fil qalb. Try to present the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to present that in your heart. That will help you. Tahdiru jalalillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. And تحضير الحب تحضير الحب بالقرآن وبالصلاة تحضير الحب will reflect to bring الخشوع. When you make your takbir, how to ponder upon the معاني تكبير كلمة الله أكبر تكبيرة الإحرام الله أكبر according to علماء النفس they said it's a very very a very very great reflection, because when you say Allahu Akbar, you are saying that Allah is the great, not Allah is the greatest, because there is no superlative when you come to Allah. It's wrong to say Allah is the greatest. This sighatu tafdil doesn't have the ma'ana sighatu tafdil fi al-lugha. Allahu Akbar bimana Allah huwa al-wahidu al-akbar. لا كبرياء لأحد إلا لله جل وعلا. الله أكبر. You are testifying that الله أكبر. Raising the hands is another demonstration of whatever else have to be thrown behind my back. Whatever else must be at the back until I finish. Allahu Akbar. My wife, oh, Allahu Akbar. Children, Allahu Akbar. Money, Allahu Akbar. Prestige and oh, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar min al-amal, Allahu Akbar min al-usra, Allahu Akbar min al-jah, Allahu Akbar min al-mal, Allahu Akbar min kulli shay, Allahu Akbar. You throw everything behind you. That is the feeling the person supposed to have when he said Allahu Akbar. He bring khushu' in his heart and he throw everything behind that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar min kulli quwwatin fil ard. Don't think about police and Bill Clinton or 52 bombs and Saddam Hussein. Allahu Akbar. Saddam Hussein? Allahu Akbar. Yes. Sheikh Mubarak? Later. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Later for all of them. Then you have long list. I want to just keep saying those names. Meaning all of them. Allahu Akbar. All of them. Allahu Akbar min kulli shay. Allahu Akbar min kulli sultan. Allahu Akbar min kulli mutajabbirin taghin. Allahu Akbar. You are telling them Allahu Akbar. That's why subhanallah, when Al-Hujjaj went to Mecca, this is the message, the only message they have is Allahu Akbar. Even Malik Fahd. He's sitting there, have a long story, building, story, top of the Kaaba. But these 2 million people, they said Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. But they don't hear that. They don't listen to that. Why? قُلُوبٌ لَا فِقْهَ فِي الْقَلْبِ لَا فَهْمَ فِي الْقَلْبِ لَا إِدْرَاكَ فِي الْقَلْبِ Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. For all of them, كُلُّ مُتَجَبِّرٍ تَاغٍ Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar مِنَ التِّجَارَة The business, when you come for salat, don't think about business. Allahu Akbar, tijara, later. Allahu Akbar. When you go to Mecca, you can see how people they are concentrating between Allahu Akbar and Tijara. When they say Allahu Akbar, oh, Allahu Akbar. Yes. When you go to the Haram, when they say Allahu Akbar, they don't want to even close the doors. They have to wait until Mutawwi' come with his stick. Sakkar al-bab ya, sakkar al-bab, astaghfirullah azim, sakkar. Sakkar, sakkar baf. The adhan called 15 minutes ago. But they are waiting for the muadhin, the muqim said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad. They said, sakkar baf. Everybody says, sakkar baf. And when they are running between that and the haram, they have to get 2 cigarettes before they reach there. Then when they reach there, then they step on it. With the smoke is blowing all over. And they enter the haram with that. Where's the khushu'? They make raka'at salat, stepping on people. As soon as he says, assalamu alaikum, all the kufis, they put the kufis people down and jumping on the necks of people, rushing for tijara again. Why they are in Mecca? Just rihlat al-shita'i wa saif. They just have the same mentality. Why? Because Allahu Akbar min al-tijara. الله أكبر من كل شيء يلهي عن نداء الله وطاعته من الأموال والنساء والأولاد ومفاتين هذه الحياة الله أكبر nothing absolutely as soon as you raise your hand for الله أكبر you raise it as empty hand الله أكبر يا الله I drop everything behind me الله أكبر that is تكبيرة الإحرام you make everything haram for you you don't want to talk to anyone Why? Allahu Akbar. They call it takbiratul ihram. Haramta kulla shay. Illa mujabahatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala rabban wa khaliqan wa mudabbiran li shu'unil kainan. Allahu Akbar min kulli shay. Min tijara, min awlad, min nisa, min ash-shahawat, min al-karavata, wa min kulli shay. Min al-sayara. Allahu Akbar. Sayara. then رفع اليدين عند تكبيرة الإحرام احتراما لمقام الله سبحانه وتعالى احتراما له الله أكبر. If you see what they call these prisoners, war prisoners, when the army captured prisoners of war, what they have to do? You see there, they said, okay, we are here, no fight, nothing, absolutely. We are right there, meaning we don't have gun. So this is why, even when you come to Al-Qasam, min ahkam al-Qasam, raf'u al-yadayn wa fath'u al-baha. Uqsimu billah, not to put it this way, no. Uqsimu billah. But when you come to tariqh al-Qasam, you come to Rome, tariqh Rome. The Romans, if somebody stole something, they send you to the jail. After the jail, they have to put mark in your hand. They have to put a very, see, those people are making those design, what they call it? Status. Okay, they make one you cannot change. They put it here, that you are a thief. You stole something. That will remain there. If that happened to you, you come back to the court, the first thing is that, open your hand. Let's say you have one mark. They don't even go to the records. They don't have records. Your hand is your record. They don't say, oh, number so and so and computer. No, your hand is your computer. You come before the judge, open your hands. Then they check the hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh no, cut this hand. Cut it. But they are so patient. When you come, 1, 2, 3. Oh, this is the third time? Okay, go to jail. Fourth, go. Fifth, go. But 7, 9, no. You are not going anywhere. Okay, Mujallad, okay, take the hand. Why? Because this hand is a disease in the hand. Take it off. So then, raising the hands is a signal of bara'a. Bara'a min kulli shay'in fi dunya wa al-hudur wa tahdir al-qalb amam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Then you come to dua al-istiftah. That is bringing khushu'. Wajah to wajh here. لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْرِكِينَ. You see, you are making a pledge. You are pledging allegiance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are making salat. Ready for your khushu'. Pledging allegiance. وَجَهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. You turn your entire self towards the one who created the heavens and earth, the one who put everything exists in a pure nature. You turn yourself back to him, and you are saying that, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. I'm not going to associate anything with you. Not my money, not my wife, not my children, not my pride, not my prestige, not the president of the country, not the army, not anyone. وَجَهْ تُوَجْهْ هِيَا لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Now you are submitting yourself completely. This is bringing al-khushu' fi al-qalb. If you know the meaning, al-fahmu wal-ilm. Then, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. After al-istiftah, you say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بمعنى التجئ مع الاستسلام إلى قدرة الله سبحانه وتعالى. You are telling Allah, لا حول لي ولا قوة لي. أعوذ بك يا رب من تسويس الشيطان. I am leaning to you. I am seeking refuge in you from the problems of shaitan. Because of shaitan, يوسوس في صدور الناس. I know, and believe me, all of us are facing that problem. Anytime you say Allahu Akbar, that's the time shaitan is ready for you. And anytime you say Assalamu Alaikum, shaitan is gone. Everyone has that experience. Anytime you make salat, always you have the problem of thinking about the salat. You remember one day Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, who can perform two rakah salat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala biduni inqita'in, biduni any interruption? The sahaba, Think about it, Imam Ali. And he said, if you do that, I will give you my jubba, my gown, this, I will give it to you. It was a big challenge. And they love to get that. But I think, I don't forget, Umar or Imam Ali, one of them, he said, oh, I'll do it. For me, I feel that it's Imam Ali. Imam Ali said, I can do it. Then he said, okay, go ahead. Imam Ali make al-iqama and everything, Allahu Akbar. He's reading Fatiha. When he starts Surah Al-Fatiha, the second ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha, he's thinking about the gown. He started thinking about, oh, maybe he's just joking with me. No, I don't think he's going to give me this. But oh, if I have it, I'll be happy. Now, where he is now? He's with the gown now. He's with the thing. Then he finished. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Uqsimu billah. Hal anta ma'a as-salati am la? Uqsim billah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, wallahi aqul laka saraha. Wallahi ma kuntu fi salat. Kuntu ufakiru fi al-jubba. I was thinking about the gown. Because how beautiful it is. I was thinking about maybe, you know, you just want me to do this type of, you know, make some kind of a mizah with me. He said, this is the thing. Al-mal, Allahu Akbar, min kulli jah, wa min kulli mal. Then when you say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim, understand me. That is, you are seeking that you are powerless. You are in front of Allah being powerless. So then concentrate on this. This is al-khushu'. Then you start reading al-fatiha, which we don't have time to get into fawaidu surah al-fatiha. Because I want you, this is your homework. Everyone must go back to Surah Al-Fatiha to read Fatiha and read Fatiha and read Fatiha. Yes, you really read it. Don't just like read Fatiha, but read so deep, read it, Surah Al-Fatiha. Fatiha is so important, but take little time to read Surah Al-Fatiha to understand the meaning of Fatiha. La salata biduni Fatiha. Even salat, you have to have Fatiha. You have to read Fatiha. Then Fatiha is very important. It's not the surah you try to understand like Surah Al-Tin. Oh, I don't know the meaning of Surah Al-Tin. Let me go to Tabariya da Abu Lahab. Oh, Abu Lahab, I'm gonna think about Abu Lahab. I don't want to bother Abu Lahab. Let me go to Surah Ma'un. Oh, helping people. No, I don't want to go. Let me go to Izaja Nasrullah. Nasr. Subhanallah. Let me go. But Fatiha, you cannot escape Fatiha. You cannot. It's not a choice. That's why we have to know the meaning of Fatiha. Because it's not a choice. It doesn't, oh, I don't know the meaning of Fatiha. Let me read Qul Huwallahu Ahad. No, cannot work. You have to read Fatiha. La salata biduni Fatiha. Then, al-khushu is that preparation which we need in our salat. Especially when you come for a sujood. Because you see, sujood is the nearest demonstration for taqarrub ila Allah, for seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the last thing I just want to share with you, please do not have that fakey humbleness. Fakey humbleness is, you know, dress so raggedy, twist your hair, you don't want to take a shower. What's wrong, brother? Oh, you know, al-khushu', I have khushu'. You don't want to eat nice food. Why? Al-khushu'. You don't want to go to work. Why? Al-khushu'. Brother, this is junoon. This is not khushu. This is junoon. Yes, I'm in the house. You know, I don't want to talk to anyone. Why? I'm khushu, khashi'un. You know, when I'm talking, nobody listen, nobody hear me. I cannot speak clearly. Why? Al khushu. Brother, speak loud. That's why Aisha, radiallahu anha, one day, she was sitting outside and a group of young boys walking past by. And they are walking like, like they act like they fear Allah. Then Aisha said to the sisters, who's these people? She said, oh, these people, they are nasakun, nasak. Nasak, they are making nusuk. And because they remember that alif al nuska wal ibadata wal khalwata tiflan wa hakatha nujabaw. They always want to say, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make always nusuk, nusuki. Like they want to think that they are so pious. Then Aisha said, well, the Umar ibn al-Khattab is enough example for them. when he makes salat, if you pass Umar making salat, you're gonna scare. When you see him making the salat, you're gonna think about your salat. Especially in saying Allahu Akbar, you feel that something is going on here. He said that's number one. When he's making a judgment, when he's talking, he's so clear. But when he's beating you, he's so painful. That was Umar ibn al-Khattab. When he's walking, you know, the earth is shaking. That was Umar ibn al-Khattab. Why did he act like Umar? So then the humbleness is not just to act raggedy or, you know, talking like, I'm sorry, sisters, but some brothers, they talk like sisters. Yes. You know, brother, Astaghfirullah Azim, I want to ask you a question. You know, as inna Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, you know, as Sayyid al-Qur'an. Ya Shaykh said, tabarak wa ta'ala, inna Allah tabarak. Brother, let me ask you a question. Act like a man. But isn't like so humble in that way? No. That's not al-khushu. Khushu is in the heart, not in the limbs. No, if you are a rajul, la budi a rajul. Rajul bi ma'na rijil. Rijil. Rajul ka rijil. Must be like a foot. You have to walk. Yes. Right? But it's not like a, you know, like that. No, that's not khushu. That's not khushu. Some people, when they're making salat, they think that khushu is nobody hear you. You make the bro, lead the salat. MashaAllah. Then he said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brother, read Quran. And some brothers, insha'Allah ta'ala, they want to take it as an expression of humbleness. Whatever they want to say, they have to say insha'Allah ta'ala. Brother, I, you know, travel insha'Allah ta'ala. And when I want to eat my food, insha'Allah ta'ala. When I want to, you know, I saw the brother insha'Allah ta'ala, and he was trying to meet me at the bus stop insha'Allah ta'ala. Believe me, this brother, they don't know what is insha'Allah ta'ala. They don't know where they have to put insha'Allah ta'ala. They don't know the language. Yes, if they want to talk to you, they don't know when they're going to say insha'Allah ta'ala and why not. They think that whatever expression must be finished by insha'Allah ta'ala. You know, I am so happy to be here, insha'Allah ta'ala, to give you this lecture, insha'Allah ta'ala. And I am, this is not humble. This is junoon. Walil junoon funoon. Yes, junoon has different varieties of junoon. Yes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us ila siratul mustaqim. Thank you very much for paying attention. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us ila siratul mustaqim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just one question. I'm not sure exactly what surah. I'm thinking maybe in Surah Al-Hijrat. It is, but I'm not sure. There's the ayah first where it starts to say to lower your voice.
Yes.
And when this ayah was revealed, I was reading the tira that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he lowered his voice and people hadn't even asked him what he was saying.
But that was this, it's not the sabab of nuzul. Let me give you the sabab of nuzul.
So I get confused, that's why.
You're right, inshallah ta'ala. Like, I am so hungry, inshallah ta'ala. Yes. You see, if you read Surah Al-Hujurat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti nabi. You see what happened, sabab of nuzul was, there was a tribe called Banu Tamim. Banu Tamim was the most powerful after Quraysh, min butun al-Arab, during that time. I know now. But according to Qabail al-Arab, Banu Tamim, they were the most powerful because they have economic influence, religious influence, social influence. They're so powerful. Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was 13 years of da'wah in Mecca. He never even talked about Banu Tamim. People just move away from Banu Tamim because if they against you, you are in trouble. Everybody's scared about Banu Tamim. That's continued until alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to Medina. You remember Aam al-Wufud, the year of the delegations? The Arabs in Jazirat al-Arab start delegating people on behalf of their qaba'in to accept Islam in a collective way. Without like one by one come to accept Islam, they just delegate. Like Banu Kinda, Banu this. Then Banu Tamim sent a delegation to Medina. When Muhammad Ali Salatu Wasalam got the news that Banu Tamim, they sent their delegation to come to accept Islam, was a big problem when you come to political science. Because political science is, you need protocol. Protocol is very important. Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was thinking about protocol. Who gonna protocol these people? Who is the best person to meet these people? Why? Because Bani Tamim, they have a lot of culture in them. And if they come to Islam and they don't have somebody who can convince them to move this culture, they're gonna bring their culture to Islam. And that's gonna cause some disturbance in the growth of Islam. Then Prophet ﷺ was thinking about who is the right person to meet Bani Tamim and convince them to take their adat and taqalit out of Islam and just submit themselves to Islam, because they had a problem. This is political science. Then at the end, he didn't have anyone in his mind. Then he called Umar and Abu Bakr for consultation. When they went to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to them, I need a protocol here. You know Bani Tamim. If they come to Medina and we don't take care of the baggage of the adat and taqalid they have, they're going to bring it to Islam and they're going to implement here. And I don't want that happen. But I want a very sensitive person who can reach their hearts and take that off from their minds and bring them to clear Islam. Then for certain, Abu Bakr raised his hand. He said, I want to select so and so to be that person. Then Umar said, what? No, I don't want that person. I want so and so to be that person. Then they start raising their voice to against each other. Without even consulting Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting there watching them raising their voice. Oh, you are this. Even Abu Bakr said to Umar that day, Wallahi, when I'm coming, I feel that if I make a suggestion, you're going to oppose me. Abu Bakr said that to Umar. Umar said, I don't care. If I feel that is not right, it's not right. That person is so low, he's so slow, he's so this, you know, this Bani Tamim. If I meet this Bani Tamim, when are they going to accept Islam? We're going to, you know, beat all of them. Who are these people? So now they are now struggling. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala send that ayah, لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي. It's not they humble themselves. No, they raise their voice. What's admonition on them? Al-Quran عاتبهما في ذلك في رفع أصواتهم أمام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That was the sabab al-nusul. So then many people start in Medina, definitely start scared about raising their voice. Then Al-Quran said, Inna ankara al-aswat la sawt al-hamir. You know, the donkey. I was reading in Sira, one person went to Medina to accept Islam. When he accepted Islam, gave shahada and everything, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Himar. That day, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, Astaghfirullah. Your name is not Himar no more. Mr. Donkey? Your name, no, it's not Himar. Your name is Ammar. You see how he changed the name. That's why it's sunnah sometimes to change the name. If the person comes to you and takes shahada, but his name is meaningless, and you know, it's a very crazy name, change the name. Abdul Qayyum, Abdul Salam. Yes, but it's not like Himar. Like sometimes the Muslims in the Arab world, sometimes you see some names like Fahad. Fahad need to be changed. Asad need to be changed. Asad, you are the problem. You, Asad, you are the problem. Because your name is Asad. Asad, Fahad. No. In Islam, it's Abdurrahman, Abdul Jalil, Abdul Qayyum, Diyawul Haqq. Yes. But Fahad, Asad, and Himar. But even if you read the tariq of one of the qabail, they said, we have to name the child very arrogant name because we want him to be shuja'. We have to name him like Qunfusa. Abu Qunfusa. Yes, Abu Sulahfar. So this time, but it's not lowering their voice, the sense I'm talking about. Umar ibn Khattab never lowered his voice, and Abu Bakr Siddiq too. He was always speaking straight, clear.
Inshallah.
One more?
One more question, inshallah. Okay. Yes, inshallah.